Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And I, of course, am Chris Ann. We are going to be doing the weekly predictions for the week of October 15th to October 22nd, 2023. And this week, we are using another deck that we haven't used in probably ever on this channel. We're using the Power Animal Oracle cards by Stephen Farmer. If you haven't checked out Stephen Farmer's decks, they are fantastic. I especially like his two animal decks that he has. They are wonderful. The books that accompany them are wonderful as well. So highly recommend Stephen Frey. He's got other decks out as well, but the two animal decks that he primarily has are really standing out as spectacular. Two of my favorite animal decks, hands down. So we're going to be doing some readings for this week with animal guides. And I thought that was kind of a different little twist on something different that we haven't been doing here. So let's see what animals are in store for us. And I also have another addition to the channel that we're going to talk about when we get to it. So the first card I pulled is the Opossum card, which is all about strategy. Have a backup plan for this week coming forward. You might think you're going forward and you're going to be doing A, B, and C, but make sure you have a backup plan for X, Y, and Z. Things both won't be going the way you think they'll be going because something else comes up, or it's going to accelerate and go so well that it's going to go far beyond your exceeding your expectations. So have that backup plan. I always have backup plans in place. So it's really good this week, especially, to have that backup plan. The next card I pulled is the Frog card. Frog is all about purification. Clear out the clutter. Get rid of what's not working for you. I think this card is for me specifically. But hey, I'm happy to share it with you as well. The truth is when you clear away, you have room for other things that potentially are more important. So this is a week to have a backup plan to get rid of some of the clutter. Now, here's the other thing. You can have physical clutter, you can have emotional clutter, and you can have mental clutter. The saying is, somebody is having that space in your brain rent free. That's clutter. If there's something that you're dwelling on or perseverating on that you don't need to worry about that, and only you can decide that, that's mental clutter. Clear that away and get rid of it so you can focus that time and that attention on far better things. And of course, whenever the frog card comes up, I always say, be careful. You don't kiss too many frogs. They're not all princes. Yeah. So, anyways, next card, moving right along. The next card is the Buffalo card. Now, when Buffalo comes up, it's all about abundance. Knowing that you will be provided for, you are being looked after. Your angels, your guides, your loved ones, your animal spirit guides are watching out for you. They are looking over you, knowing that abundance will be coming to you this week. Now, you might think abundance is only talking about a financial windfall. No, we could have an abundance of lovely compliments to us this week, an abundance of wonderful good deeds that we need to do. If you have been hunting for this certain food in the grocery store, all of a sudden you're going to see it everywhere you go. It's just abundance comes in many different varieties. You might be putting out there that you're looking for a partner in your life, and you might get an abundance of people saying, hey, go with so and so, or go with this one, or go with that one. You know, an abundance of opportunities, whatever those opportunities may be. But abundance, of course, is also financial. So, how cool is that? So, three animals of the week: buffalo, frog, and possum. So, pay attention to having a backup plan, clearing out the clutter, and recognizing the fact that you are provided for. There is going to be abundance coming in. Very cool. The other thing that I wanted to introduce this week, and I think we're going to be continuing to do this, not just the crystals, we're going to get to the crystals, what crystals are good for the week, but also I wanted to talk about the angel of the week. I think I'm going to be doing that from now on. So this week, angel that stepped up is Archangel Michael, which is all about no longer allowing others to have power over you. Do not wear the mask of the victim. Begin to express yourself freely. Listen to yourself. Ask yourself what your true needs are. Do not be afraid of what others might think or what might say. Connect with your inner strength. Sever all negative ties between you and others and no longer allow your energy to escape. Call upon Archangel Michael when you need help. You know, Archangel Michael is really good for clearing away, severing and clearing away. Remember, we were talking about don't allow others to have that free rent in your brain, so to speak. You know, when you're sort of clearing out, that is Archangel Michael to call in for that, to clear away, cut away what's no longer serving your highest and best good. I love it when cards line up with all the other stuff that we're talking about. Very cool. So the affirmation from Archangel Michael is, in each moment, I feel my inner strength. So remember that for this week. And I'm going to say it again. In each moment, I feel my inner strength. Love it. Love it. Love it. Now let's get to the crystals of the week. Crystals for this week have been downloaded before this podcast started, as I did the same thing for Archangel Michael with the angel that was coming in. So let's talk about I have seven crystals for this week. First one is Faden Quartz. Now, if you don't know what some of these look like, I'm telling you the name, you can go and Google them, Faden Quartz. And sometimes I post these on my Facebook page, not always in this order, but they've been posted on my Facebook page, which is Elemental Energies with Chris Ann on Facebook. So Faden Quartz is really good because it fills holes in your aura and your etheric body. It helps you with that self-healing and that recognizing what needs to be worked on and fixed and focused on. It's a really powerful healing crystal as it can also clear and heal itself as well. So this is one that really doesn't need cleansing or recharging. Not that it will hurt it, because it certainly won't. But Faden Quartz also helps us to mend the mind and the heart, enabling understanding and being able to move forward in a very healthy way, both mentally and physically. Faden Quartz also facilitates better communication between people within the relationships that you're in. Faden Quartz also helps attune you to the earth's energies and connect and communicate with higher realms. So Faden Quartz is a really cool one to meditate with. This is one that I would keep on the left-hand side. The next crystal that we're going to talk about is Super Seven, or the Melody Stone. Super Seven holds the properties of amethyst, lapidolite, clear quartz, rhodolite, smoky quartz. I never say this right. Geophyllite, and I never say this one right also. Coaxonite. Just bear with me. There's a couple crystals I always mess up the names on, and two of them are in Super Seven. So Super Seven is supposed to have all of those crystals within it. Some people believe they do, and some people believe they don't. My belief is it has the energy of all of those stones. I mean, I sell Super Sevens, and sometimes they're really tiny Super Sevens. They're not like huge crystals. So I'm not sure if they all have all of those within them, in all honesty and fairness, but I know it does have the energy of those, and it is a very higher vibrational crystal. I do enjoy working with Super Seven. Super Seven provides us with that self-luminous quality. It assists us in helping to see auras in others. It maintains a connection between the spiritual and physical realms. It promotes consciousness awareness. It uncovers spiritual truths, supports that cosmic connection, and it facilitates clairaudience, clairaudience, clairvoyance, channeling, telepathy, and other psychic abilities. Super Seven is one that is super wonderful to meditate with. This is one that I would definitely keep on the left-hand side. The next one that we're going to talk about is lithium quartz. Lithium quartz, really, this one is, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, this one is very connected to Archangel Michael. So if you're using a lithium quartz and calling in Archangel Michael, oh, that's really cool. So let me tell you some of the properties of this, and then I'll explain that a little bit more. Lithium quartz helps you to balance your well-being with your physical and your subtle bodies. It is extremely calming. It promotes inner peace. It's really good for people that have a depression, anxiety, bipolar, PTSD, and addiction. I am not a medical practitioner. I am not giving medical advice. Please do not use a crystal in place of your medication that is prescribed by your doctor. I am explaining crystals on how I have used them, and they've worked for me, my family, and my practice, etc. I need to say that. Lithium quartz also accelerates the removal of emotional trauma stored in the body structures. It helps to relieve insomnia and eliminate nightmares. When you need to get rid of some of those intrusive, obsessive thoughts, PTSD, ADHD, etc., lithium quartz is a powerful one to carry on the right hand side of the body. And call in Archangel Michael to help cut away some of those thoughts on an energetic level to help you to move forward. I had a number of soldiers that had PTSD that had come to me over the years. And lithium quartz was very, very helpful to them. They would sleep with it under their pillow. And it became a way for them to finally get a little bit of peace. I am not saying that is the answer across the board for everybody, but I'm saying it has been experienced. And I know when you're in those positions, you'll try anything. And I get it. I've been there with, you know, my own body issues, you know, my own disabilities. So I understand for some people crystals work and for some people they don't. And hey, that's fair. Not every medicine works for everybody. Not every doctor works for everybody. So it's fair. And I'm just putting it out there. Other than all of that release stuff, the other things you can put lithium quartz on your left-hand side, but anything you want to release, you want lithium quartz on your right-hand side and call in Archangel Michael. The next crystal is fuchsite. Fuchsite is a lovely green stone. It's very crumbly, so be careful when you're carrying this in your pocket. This is one you maybe want to leave on your side table or on your desk. It is known as the healer stone. It allows you to access the universal information. It helps you to cleanse the aura, and it helps you to not take on the energy of somebody else. Super important. It speeds up the healing process and allows you to just bounce back. It facilitates the transfer of energy from other materials that should be used with herbs, etc., during healing. So fuchsite is a great one to have in your kitchen if you're doing a lot of your prep work with your herbs in your kitchen. Also, fuchsia sparks joy and sweetness and connects with your inner child to renew that vitality of youth. For those reasons, I would carry it on my left-hand side. If you're putting stones on your stove or oven area, put them as you're facing your stove on the left-hand side of that. So if you're doing herbal work and you're making herbal preparations, that's the left-hand side. That is how you find your left-hand side of your stove or oven. Face the stove or oven. And that's the left-hand side. Stick your left hand out. Next crystal is albite. Albite stimulates the brain and encourages clear and logical thought processes. It's an excellent stone for students because it helps you to retain information. It helps to quiet the mind and center yourself during a meditation. It supports personal freedom through change. It stimulates your psychic and intuitive sides of the mind. It's great for lucid dreaming, astral travel, and psychic endeavors. Albite is also a great healing stone for anybody with Alzheimer's or any brain damage. Once again, I'm not a medical practitioner. I'm just using these as an addition. So for these reasons, I would carry albite on my left-hand side. Next to last crystal is smithsonite. It assists in accessing knowledge and healing from higher planes during your dreams. Smithsonite is soothing and calming. It heals grief and rage. It can help with a heartache and sorrow. It refills your aura with peace and healing. And it brings in a wonderful new celebration for beginnings to be able to move forward. For those reasons, I would carry smithsonite on my left hand side. The last stone we're talking about today is wulfenite. Wulfenite's a really pretty stone, actually. I really like wulfenite. It's hard to find in small pieces. It's normally raw chunks that I personally have found it in. Wulfenite helps you to attract and let go of the fact that negative aspects exist in this world. It brings order out of confusion and relationships. It facilitates the knowledge and practice of white magic. It sponsors a powerful connection to higher self. Is used in the preservation and rejuvenation on all levels, and it's great for lung issues as well. So that's wulfenite. So if you have any questions, you need to reach out, you want to check out my website for maybe you want an appointment to get a private psychic reading, check out my website, www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com, just like the name of this. Same spelling and everything, just .com. So I am doing all readings still only from online connections. I'm not doing any in person. So we reach out through whatever online connection we discuss it and whatever we agree on. So you can either message me through the website first, or you can message me through the Facebook page, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. Once you go and you pay for the reading, I pick up the phone, I call you if we don't already have a date booked, and I book the date and we discuss what means would you like to do a reading. It's very simple. I do not have a date thing on my website because I read for people all over the world. So I try and make things very accessible, and I can't post that on my website. It's very sort of individual. So, if you are somewhere in the world that I can't pick up the phone and call you, we will discuss it through online means as well about the appointment. But thank you so much for tuning in. This has been wonderful and really interesting week I had. I'm looking forward to this. Just call an Archangel Michael if you need some help. But you've been listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I am Chrisanne. Be free.